Welcome back to Sonic Souls with Vortex Smiles. This is a special episode. This is a Christmas episode. I brought my two friends along, Matthew and Victoria, to help me with this episode. So they're here on the call. So you guys can say hi.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
All right. So, Christmas is in a few weeks, yay or not yay, depending if you're feeling the holidays this year or not. I'm not, but that's nothing new. So, me, Matthew, Victoria used to, not used to, we did like a Christmas album years ago. We were like, no, man, we were out of high school, so like a few years out of high school. So I thought it would be cool to have them on the podcast to do like a Christmas episode. I don't know. I don't know right now.
Don't want to
Victoria.
forget, we recorded that album in the sanctuary of our church.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it was.
That's where all the recording equipment was, and that was the only quiet place in the church to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So shout out to the Tabernacle Church. They're in Laurel, Maryland. So like, let me stop. But yeah, shout out to them for being the recording place. And they let us do it for free. Actually, I don't know if they even know that we've oh no, Danzy knew, right? Or
Danzy was the only one who knew that we were up there. I don't think anybody else did. Yeah. We used
Shout
to have a
out
little
to
bit too much freedom in that church.
no, that is correct. Not anymore. It's like nah. But yeah, so that was cool. I don't know. I think I'm gonna try to like find a way to like record a snippet so you guys can hear, because it's pretty cringy now, but it was actually like still really good at the same time.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Like I remember one of the the worship musicians that's still there. He was just like, this is actually pretty good. Like y'all didn't use any music. It was just like all a cappella. And I was like, oh, thanks.
And he was like, you guys were actually in tune.
I know.
And it
I
felt
was
like
like,
kind of like a slight, like it was like a compliment and like a backhanded compliment. It was like, I can't believe you guys were actually in tune.
right, it was just like dang, like
Thanks.
yeah,
We were in our
but
Glee era.
we were I actually listened to a song the other day, actually.
Let's not forget, let's not act like the Glee covers of songs were not good.
They were bangers, honestly. Like,
They were actually, some of them I liked better than the original. I hate to say that, but yeah,
No, you have a point. It's fine. What's
it's
his
like
name? The guy with the pretty eyes. And he had the black hair. He saw his intro song was Teenage Dream.
Oh,
Oh,
Darren
Darren.
Criss.
Yeah, he used to sing down. Like he had a really great voice. I wonder what he's doing now. I haven't seen him in a while.
About to have a baby.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, I think that was like the last thing. He's always trending, at least on my page. Like every time I go on Twitter, it's like Darren Criss, and I'm like, oh Lord, what did he do now? Or like, what happened? And then I'm like, oh, it's always good stuff. So for the most part, yeah. But I think, I don't know, he's been in a few the other like Ryan Murphy shows. Like I think he did like, I forgot which one he did, but he did like a couple, so.
Yeah, he did. The last thing I know he did was American Crime Story or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And the Versace did... one.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Versace one, I think.
Yeah. And then he did the one on Netflix called Hollywood or something like that. I never watched it.
I didn't either. I was going to, but then I was like, you know, I'm not in the mood for a musical right now. So I'm going to put that on hold.
And then I just never watched it.
Yeah, same. Oh, man. All right. Because, you know, us, we'll get, like, way off topic. We'll be talking about, like, Marvel for, like, 40 minutes for no reason.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Although, it's like, let's not. we could save that towards the end. Because I do have, like, a few things that I'm like, what? Because I'm late to the party. All right, so... I don't know which one of you guys want to go first, but like, you know, I have the playlist up. By the way, there's going to be a playlist, people, available on my page. It's a collab. But Victoria, I'll make you go first.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a few. I don't know if you remember what you put on there, but like, you know, you can give me like a song that like you really like. About Christmas that you want to talk about.
Probably the like CeeLo Green's rendition of Mary Did You Know. I know that like he's got controversy and he's done some horrible things in his past or whatever, but not to be like that person, but sometimes you gotta like separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because like that is someone else who sings just so beautifully, and like it's a very like Mary Did You Know is already like a haunting song, and so it's probably like that one is like one of my favorites, and he's just like the way he made the song, it was like the song really builds to a peak, and then it like slowly rolls out, and it's really like emotional, and like it really brings you in. I really like that one. A song I forgot to add on there was "Oh Holy Night." He did a really good job of it. CeeLo Green, but like Tarita, I don't know if you remember when we did this. Me, you, and Miss Susan Pope. I don't want to say her whole government on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember me, you, and Miss Susan? We did the sign language to Holy Night.
Yeah.
Actually, his name is just coming to me now. Jonathan Nelson, I think his name is. He's a gospel singer.
Okay. Yeah.
And he did a version of that song, and I really, really liked his version of Oh Holy Night. That's also one of my favorites.
Yeah, check that out. I actually like Jonathan Nelson from like, you know, church days. It's like now. Yeah, I gotta check that out. All right. I like that. I also have not, I feel like I have probably heard CeeLo's version, but I feel like I haven't. So I obviously need to go through this playlist because I have not, which is actually quite trifling.
No, there's a lot of songs on the playlist that y'all got, that y'all added, and I'm like, who are these people and what are these songs?
I mean, you know me, I have like really random, obscure, like, I don't know.
Which I
you
think know, is those... good.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly listened to like Christian and gospel growing up, so it was like, I didn't get my musical freedom until afterwards, but like, yeah, so it's, my stuff is probably like random as I don't know what, but all right. Matthew, do you have any that you want to talk about? Uh-oh. Hello?
Matthew?
Okay, so you can still hear me. Okay.
Okay, sorry. no, I would have good. To say, I would have to say the version of "Mary Did You Know" by Pentatonix.
Okay.
yeah, I don't know. It's just really like haunting, and like the acapella is just like perfect to me. And it's like a perfect, like, you know, endless in the car, like you're like, it's like holiday time, you know, you're driving. It's the perfect song to put on and like sing to. And the rest of the songs there that I chose are mostly like pop, you know, pop hits.
Yeah, I see. You have some like interesting stuff. So you have I've Never Heard My Gift Is You by Gwen Stefani. Or I don't think I have. I don't know. You know, like you hear Christmas songs, but then you never know the title. And then like when you finally play it, you're like, oh, okay.
I heard that in Forever 21 that one time.
Right.
Right.
Randomness. Okay. Let's see. So we have that. Yeah. O Come Emmanuel. That's another one that's like sounds haunting, and it's just like it's kind of like why.
Like, have you seen that video of that girl? She's in a church somewhere in Rome. She's like in a Catholic church or something.
Oh gosh.
And she's like singing that song a cappella, and you can hear her voice like ringing in the cathedral.
No.
Yeah, like I think that was the moment I fell in love with that song, when she was singing it in the cathedral. And I've never been able to find a rendition of that song as haunting as that woman singing it in the cathedral. But it's like, I don't understand why the songs about Jesus are like, I don't know. It's almost like, okay, this is going to sound really weird, but like when you listen to them, it's almost like, I don't know. Like there's like something like going into your spirit. I don't know. It's like O Come, O Come Emmanuel is like the words to that song, especially when you know what Emmanuel means, which is God with us. It's like, I don't know. It feels like you're calling God down or something. I don't know. That's one of those songs that I feel like is a very sacred song. Because you don't hear a lot of people sing it either.
You don't. I think it's because it's, I don't know, is that flat or is that sharp? I don't know. It's one of those, and it's like, I don't know.
It's also a hard song to sing, so yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not that musically, what's the word? knowledgeable to know, like, keys and stuff. Like, yeah. Like, you know how Charlie Puth, oh my gosh, he's ridiculous, by the way. Shout out to him.
Wish he would release that song that he posted on his Instagram last year during the pandemic.
Right. I need that. Like, I definitely need to be telling people and sending it, like, yes, you stress me out. Like, I won't name who, but like, yes, you indeed stress me out. Here is the song. Like, it is about you. Yes, sir. but yeah, like, you know, he like hears like somebody will like hum, and he's like, yeah, that's a C sharp. And it's just like,
oh, boy. He's one of those people that's like, isn't it called like having perfect pitch or something?
Yeah, he has perfect pitch. Like, and I'm just like, I'm like jealous. I'm like, I wish I would have learned how to do that, because like, I'm not good at that. But I'm also not really great at playing my instruments either that I have I've dabbled with. But that's another time.
My clarinet is somewhere rusting in a box.
Oh my gosh.
Trumpet is rusting. tarnished. Like,
our parents paid like $1,500 for those instruments.
They go to waste. Like, I feel bad. I let my nephew, I won't put his name out. I let him use my clarinet. So it's not being wasted, but you know.
Yeah.
You know. He's having an interesting time with it. This is his second year, so let's see. Yeah. He's getting better, though. He's in fifth now, and I'm just like,
oh my gosh.
Can you slow down? Like, you're in fifth grade. You're almost taller than me already. Like, I'm pretty sure by seventh grade, he's going to be taller than me. And I don't know. I'm like, I'm not that short, so it's just like, damn.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, or am I don't know. It's like I go on like I'm like average, and then I see other people and I'm just like, well, I guess I am kind of short, I guess.
I don't come down here to Georgia, child, because that's where all the tall women are and everybody is taller than me.
Really?
Yeah, like my friend Bethany, she's 5'10".
Gosh.
Yeah. No, and then her mom is that tall too. There's a lot of tall women here. And I noticed like when I went back up to Maryland, like a lot of the women there are on the shorter side.
Hmm.
Which I think is interesting.
What's in the water, sec? What are we
One
not
of the
getting?
Guys in my small group on Monday nights, he's 6'9".
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He's 6'9".
I mean, okay, that's not nice. That's not too tall, but like...
No, wow. It is.
No, I don't want him to like potentially listen to this and be like, why are you talking about me like that? I'm sorry, friend. I'm so sorry if you listen to this. I didn't mean it like that.
He's the sweetest person ever. He's like a gigantic teddy bear. He's so sweet.
Aww.
I don't know if he likes it when people say that about him, but he's really smart and... He's always been, I mean, nice to me. I've never seen him be anything else. So from what I've seen of him, you know, he's just really sweet kid, but a little too tall, you know, 6'9". He's taller than everybody else in his family. But he's got a great story. And I love him. Shout out to Noah.
Hey, Noah. Hey. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's see. Oh, did I say this is my first time having guests on the show? I feel like I didn't say that.
You did. You said that in the intro.
Oh, I did? Okay. Because the intro was like, you know, so Trita, just like all over the place. All right. So do you guys have any like Christmas memories or like traditions that you do or did or like, you know, or that you're going to like plan on keep doing? Wait, that was a terrible sentence.
No, it's
y'all know what I meant. All right.
So I've made it a habit every Christmas Eve to watch Black Swan.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And then Christmas Day, I watch every single Christmas episode of The Office.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah. I've done that for the past few years now. Because I don't know. The Office makes me happy. Like before I took my nap today, like I was like, The Office was on in the background. And then I was watching clips of The Office on my phone. Because it came in my YouTube. Because I was like, let me watch a couple videos before I take a nap. And then it was in my YouTube recommended. And so I'm laughing at the stuff going on in the background. And then I'm sorry about, can you hear the
siren?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not that loud.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so like I said, there's like YouTube recommendations. So I was watching those too. But anyway, yeah, watching every single episode of The Office. And then, every time you turn on the TV during the month of December, Harry Potter is on some channel. So
I never understood that. I was like, I guess most of the movies do have like a Christmas scene, don't they?
Yeah. I think maybe.
Or like the first few.
The second one, the third one. Yeah, most of them do have Christmas scenes in them. But I'll make like a cup of hot chocolate and I haven't watched them all the way through in a really long time. So I'll sit and watch them probably on Freeform. Shout out to Freeform. and watch them there too. Yeah. So that's probably some of my traditions. I don't know. And then my mom cooks dinner this year. She's making gumbo and stuffed shrimp.
Mm.
We're getting fancy. That sounds
delightful. I wish I was. I mean, well, the spices would probably, you know, take me out. But
Charles never stopped you before.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't. But like, oddly enough, like the last few months, I don't know what it was, but like, you know, I was doing pretty well. I wasn't getting any reactions, and then like, we had Thanksgiving dinner and it all went like downhill very fast. So I was like, it's time to chill out again, I guess, and wait it out. All right. Matthew, any traditions?
Other than like scarfing down breakfast to open presents, not really. I mean, you know, me and my parents, like, you know, before we'd open presents, we like make a cup of coffee or like tea or something like that, and then, you know, get to it. And that's pretty much it. Last year was like my first Christmas alone, like in my new place. So
how'd that go? Like,
it was good. It was good. My parents came over like later in the day, and we just like ate and like watched stuff.
Hello.
What about you, Charita?
Okay, I can hear you. I think he went out.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, right. Technical difficulties.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm surprised I haven't gone out actually, but I don't know. But yeah. You said it went well, and then it like went out briefly.
And yeah, I just have to like find new traditions for myself. Like, you know, like going forward.
Right. Anything in mind for this year?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. I liked both of those traditions, y'all. I liked it. Office sounds cool. Spending time with the parents sounds cool. And eating food. Can't go wrong there. Let me see. For myself, I don't know. I feel like it changes every year for us, depending on what we're doing. But like, definitely as a kid, like, we used to like watch Christmas. Like, we had VHS tapes recorded of like all the Christmas stuff, like Disney, and we definitely used to watch that like the night before, so that was cool. A few years we used to do like my sister Jessica would do like a Christmas brunch, and that was really nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. And like, She definitely like cooked most of that. I think I barely helped. I think that was before I got some of my cooking skills down, because, you know, hair flip or imaginary hair flip. oops. Oh wait, is Matthew back? Are you back, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. I was like, why do I see two people on here named Maddie Soul? Like, what? I know. I think I kind of say it like that in my head too, the way you just did it, Victoria. That's funny. But yeah, so Christmas brunch. Other than that, we always used to open presents really late, like after 12. So like as a kid, that was always like, oh my gosh, we're never going to open the presents. But then we did. And it was like, of course, it goes by so fast. Like, you wait to open these presents, and then okay, hopefully he's back or comes back. But yeah, so I guess that's my traditions. I don't know. I don't think we really have any as of late. All right, Matt, Matthew.
Does he have a bad connection or something?
I don't know. And I'm actually just using my data from my phone. I'll probably regret this later, but
I'm using the Wi-Fi. I'm pretty sure I'll drop out. Like, I don't want to actually jinx it, but you know, like, we live in a pretty industrial area, and so sometimes the Wi-Fi will just drop out. So yeah, and it sucks. But I remember, like, as a kid, like. I was kind of spoiled when I was a kid. Not kind of, I was. I used to get a lot of presents as a kid during Christmas. And so, because my brothers were just old, you know? So
Right, age gap.
Yeah, so I used to wake up really early, like 6 o'clock in the morning, And I couldn't wake up. I couldn't open my presents till my mom woke up. And so I would shake her awake and then turn on the Macy's Day Parade. Like the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
On TV. So I could go open my presents. Like, why are you still asleep?
That sounds like something Lyric would do. Oh, gosh. That is her. Oh, wait, Matthew, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. Yay. Okay. That's something she would definitely do. She definitely wakes me up like all the time, and I'd be like, wait, what? Like,
and you have a cat too now, so they both wake you up.
Oh my gosh. And like, Stella's actually right here asleep, by the way. Her little paw just got on me. Hi, Stella. Oh, hey. Yes, they both wake me up. Like, Stella's new thing is to get up on my headboard and stare down at me like I'm an imbecile or something. Like, why are you not awake? And it's just like, girl, why are you looking at me like this? Like,
did she ever just like jump on your head or anything?
I feel like she did kind of the other day, but I'm like still confused about that. Like, it didn't hurt, but it's like she was definitely like really close to my head or something. It was weird. Like, she knocked off mail on my thing the other day, like playing, and I'm like, come on, I'm trying to sleep, and here you are like knocking things from the headboard just to play. And I'm like, play out in the living room. I don't know, but I guess she was hungry. I guess that was her way of like, I'm hungry, wake up.
I went to my friend's parents' house, which is like an hour away from where we live. And so,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so, and like, it's worse with traffic. So we were out there because her parents were at a wedding, and we had to go like feed the pets and take the pets out. So they have 2 dogs and 4 cats. Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. And
all the kids.
One of them was like really friendly. Like, he was like, soup like in like really in my face. I think his name was Benny.
No.
And so anyway, it was time for bed, and so I went to go. She let me sleep in her parents' bedroom, and so they all followed me up there, like all the animal, all of them. And so I was like, you know, I'll just leave the door open. And I woke up like multiple times during the night, and like one of the dogs was sleeping at my feet. And then aww. Benny, the really friendly one, was like sleeping next to my chest. And then one of the other cats who did, like, he was like a little standoffish. He was like a black tuxedo cat. I remember during the middle of the night,
looking at me?
Like, I had accidentally, like, you're fine. I had accidentally kicked him or something. And he stuck his claw into my foot. He was basically just like, stop. And like, I don't know, but it was interesting being around all those animals, and like whether or not they like you, they want to be around you, and like they want to cuddle with you. And so,
yeah,
it was nice being around animals again. Man. I really miss it.
That's cute. Is that when you took all those pictures on your story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where are all these animals coming from? But I was like, they're so cute.
They were really cute. They were really cute. And like the dog, one of the dogs, I think her name was Bella. She was one of those dogs with like really, really long eyelashes. And so she would get really close to my face and tickle me with her eyelashes.
No.
And then my one of my pastors, what'd you say, Matthew?
That was me.
Oh. And then one of my pastors, I go to his house every Monday night for Bible study. And he has a dog named Toby. And he's this gigantic black lab. And he's just this sweetest thing ever. He's really dorky, like he hits his head on everything, but he's really sweet.
Hits his head on everything. That's funny. Oh my gosh. Animals. Matthew, do you want to get a pet?
I do. It could be either a cat or a dog, but eventually.
You know,
Victoria. Well, I was going to say, would you want to get a pet when you get your own place?
Yeah, when I move out, I'm definitely planning on getting a dog or a cat.
A dog.
I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to get a dog, it's going to be a golden retriever. And I want to name him Appa.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's so funny being around all these, like, this is the most, I'm not trying to alienate your base here, your fan base here, but I've been around, like, this is the most white people I've ever been around in my life. And, like, everyone is...
Really?
Yeah. Like, so many. It's so... everyone is, like, in the Christmas spirit. Like, we went ice skating and, like, we're doing, like, an ornament exchange and we decorated for Christmas at Mike's house, which is my pastor, and then we decorated at my other friend's house. Like, they are very much, like, Christmas people. We're doing Advent.
Ah, nice. Yeah. So, like, what stuff have y'all done on the calendar so far?
So the Advent that we're doing is, like, it's, like, book-based. So we've been reading through these, like, devotionals and an Advent book. And I think one of my friends, she's doing Advent with her parents. And I don't know where they got it from, but they're doing this little Advent calendar where you get little candies and toys and stuff every day. Mm. So it's really nice. It's been really nice being around all these people that are, like, super excited for Christmas.
So they're who's, basically. So, yeah.
No, that's a perfect example. Yeah, because, like, we're doing this thing at my church on Friday called the Candyland Chocolate Nutcracker Bash.
Wow, that's a very long title, number one, but it does sound cool.
Yeah, and we're just giving out candy and doing games for the local community. Something like the Tabernacle used to do, except people will come to it.
Oh.
No shade intended. Wow, that's hilarious. Are you leaving, Stella? Bye. No. All right, you're just gonna look at me. She's weird. Oh, well, that sounds cool. At least you have, like, activities to go to and stuff. That's really,
yeah.
That's really good.
You should take Lyric to the zoo. They always do the lights.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I think we are going to do something. I think Jessica said there was some other, like, light show that she wanted to go to. And I was like, oh, cool. So we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, that was awkward. All right. Is she still there? I want to close my door. She leave? She left. Oh, man. All right. So... I guess, I don't know, we're about, like, 35 almost minutes, like, talking wise, which that's amazing, because usually my things are, like, technically audio wise is just, like, 20 minutes or less, so mm-hmm. yay. Is there any, like, Christmas songs that y'all, like, can't stand to hear?
Oh. Anything Michael Bublé?
Like, damn.
Sorry.
My feelings are hurt. Hey. I get it though. He's like, no, kinda shade. Yeah. He's like not like Mariah level like Christmas, but like he's kinda taken over it and like, yeah, I can see how he might be like annoying and like, all right, we get it, Michael. We get it.
Yeah.
Hey. Victoria.
There's a few. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
All right, so y'all are just gonna hurt my feelings.
Can't stand that song. And it's like, yeah, it's like, first of all, this season isn't about it's not about you and your heart. Nobody cares. Like, I don't know. Like, you know. I'm not interested. And like, I don't know, it's just, and then like everybody seems to really love that song and I don't want to hear about your depressing heartbreak. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I don't I actually like love that song and like Lyric apparently likes it too now. So, but I don't know. I think I had a year where like I definitely listened to that like for the majority of December and I was really legit sad. So about somebody. I can't even probably like oh, I can't say his name. high school crush, y'all know
Oh,
who.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably about that, I'm thinking. Or maybe somebody else. Remember that boy, dang. How can I say this? Remember Robbie, like the white boy that like I dated?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Robbie. Psych. Yeah, it might have been that. I don't know. That was a, I think that was like my freshman year and like at college and like he was blowing me during that time. It was just like, you're oh, the MAGA curse. This is my podcast. You're full shit. And yeah. But anyways, but I, ever since then, I'm like, yeah, I already like the song anyways. But dang, so that's two for two. Y'all are hurting my feelings. do I have any? That's the question. I don't. I feel like there is a song that I don't like, but I can't remember right now. I don't know. I used to listen to like 97.1. Which is like local, I guess, or that's like DC, I guess, for people that are, a ways away. I'm trying to think. I don't know. No, I like that song. I don't know. I don't have one right now. Maybe it'll come to me later.
I have a limit on All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. It's like
Yeah.
I can hear that song. Like I don't have a specific number, but it's like I don't know. It's like, oh, love this song. And then it gets to the point in December and it could
Yeah.
be anywhere, like in a Walmart, in a Target, like it could I could be anywhere and I'll hear it. And I'll get like irrationally angry. Like I'll just like it'll hit like it'll like I get to a point where I'm just like, okay, I'm done with this song. I don't want to hear it again. And the thing is, like I love all the jokes, like, oh, it's October, Mariah Carey is defrosting. Like I love those jokes because that song really it like really became like Christmas culture in the United States.
It did. Like, it was weird because, like, it's always been around. Well, not always been around. I'm sorry, I'm young. It's been around most of my life, And then, like, I guess because of social media, I was just telling Jessica this other day. I feel like it just like blew out of proportion. Like TikToks, all that random social media stuff. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I would have thought nothing of it, but here y'all are acting like it's like crack or something. I don't know. No offense to anybody. But like just like calm down. Like
No offense to anybody who was actually on crack. Sorry.
I don't know who's listening to this, so I don't wanna I don't know. I'm trying to be like, neutral as possible. Like, hey, if that's what you do, none of my business. But but yeah, it's like woof, like it's a good song, but like y'all be acting like you need it like pumped through your veins. Like, I don't know, maybe that's how they get their Christmas cheer, so I guess.
And it's crazy. Like, I think I heard it on the radio like 2 days after Thanksgiving. Like, really? Not even December yet.
Oh my gosh. It's funny.
The
Oh
walls
my
are
God.
pretty thin in my apartment complex. And it
Really?
was
I didn't even
like
think of that.
the people upstairs were having a Halloween party. And like when I got home from my Halloween party, like they were still up there doing whatever. And then it was like I was up pretty late that night. And when it was like as soon as like 1 o'clock in the morning hit, I heard all I want for Christmas is you.
No.
Literally on November 1st, like it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and she was like blasting it, and I'm just
We got
like,
jokes.
okay. And then like I think it was like 2 days after that, I was like walking in my neighborhood, and I happened to look up because everybody in my neighborhood has their blinds wide open, And I saw like this family on the fourth floor putting up their Christmas tree.
Wow.
Yeah. People love Christmas. I don't know.
I mean, it's good vibes generally, unless like, I don't know, unless you've had some traumatic or like something like, or you're just a Scrooge, I guess. But
not you being happy. No, it's just like there are people who just don't like the Christmas season, and they're just like, please don't be happy, please don't give me gifts. If you're gonna be a Grinch about it, just shut up, leave me alone.
Exactly. I don't know, I'm not that bad. I mean, I have my reasons for like not being like overly like excited about it as I used to be, but yeah, it's like,
for sure.
I don't know. I think I do kind of keep it to myself. I'm not, you know, some people just make like posts and it's just like, all right, we really didn't need to know that. Like, we would have been fine without that information.
Twitter is the place to overshare.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I try not to. I have a private Twitter that I just like rant on there if I feel like the need to put it out into the world, but like not put it out into the world, you know? Nobody has it as far as I know. Nobody's trying to add me on there. So yeah, you Christmas people that hate it, I don't know. You Grinches, as Victoria said, get it together. Let's see, is there any other, I don't know, can't think of anything else. Oh, is there anything like on y'all wish list for Christmas? For this year,
I want a new pair of AirPods. And I want a pair of Doc Martens.
Okay, we get it. We get it. I don't know what the word is, but fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't really want anything. I have too much stuff as it is.
I feel you.
I've become a collector of graphic t-shirts.
I thought we already like knew that. Like, yeah.
I didn't understand. I didn't know I had that habit until quite recently.
Really?
Yeah, because every week I go to Mike's house on Mondays. There's this guy there. His name is Matthew. Super sweet. Every time I go in there, I have on another, like a different t-shirt. Like, I'm not Lizzie McGuire being an outfit repeater. That's how I know that I have too many graphic t-shirts. Because every week I've gone in with something different. And so like this past week I had on like a Naruto t-shirt. And like, it was a different Naruto t-shirt from the other three that I have.
Oh, cool.
And so it made me realize, because I was telling Matthew, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going on a t-shirt buying ban. Like, I'm not going to buy anymore. And he was like, why would you do that? Every time you come in here, you make my day. So you have to keep buying t-shirts. And he was like, I'll fund it. Like, I will give you money to go buy t-shirts.
No, I'll give you money. But hey, I say take it.
I'll take it. I mean. And so, yeah. How did I even? Oh yeah, so I mean, I would also love a graphic t-shirt for Christmas if anybody wants to get me one, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I do love them. But the AirPods and then the Doc Martens. Nothing else. Like, I mean, a car would be nice.
Somebody make it happen. Give her a car. Tomorrow.
Today would be nice. And you can just pay the insurance, whoever is, you know.
Yeah, that too. You pay that too. So she doesn't have to. The only thing she has to be responsible for is the gas. That would be awesome.
That would be lovely.
Or you could take care of that too, you know? I don't know.
Whatever works.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. No, I like that list. I have AirPods and, like, I kind of want to get rid of them, actually, but, you know, they're not new, so that's, you know, neither here or there. You're like, it's not new, though. But, wait, did you break yours, or you just want, like to upgrade?
I got the first, are they called Generations anymore? I got the first generation AirPods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like, if I had them on, you would barely be able to hear me because the mic doesn't work because I dropped them in dishwater at work.
No.
So, I mean, they work, but like, you can't like really hear me talking on them. And like, that's why I bought them, is so I could like have freedom to move around and talk on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted some pros. So,
upgrade.
Since I pay for everything on my own now because I'm an adult, unfortunately, I'll probably make my way over to T-Mobile to get some.
I feel you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they'll have a deal or something.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. I don't know. How much? I don't know how much those are right now. Because, like, didn't they just come out with something else or they're planning to? I don't know. I can't keep up with them.
They have, like, the actual, like, headphones, like the ones you put over your head. And then they have the actual AirPods. And so I think the AirPods that I was thinking about are, like, $200. And so,
yeah,
I mean, I'll pay for them. It's whatever.
Mm. Okay. Well, I like your list. I like it. You know, we got some fashion in there. We get technology. You know, I'm a technology person. I can dig it. Matthew?
I would say AirPod Pros too. You know, yeah. I like the noise cancellation.
Right. So we don't gotta hear these hoes out here, you know?
You know? I actually want like an Oculus.
Oh, okay.
One of those like VR things. I played it before and it seemed like really cool.
Thanks.
My nephew just got one of those.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How old is your nephew now?
My nephew is 8.
No, stop it.
Or
stop
9. It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just had a birthday last month. Yeah. And like he has full conversations.
Like right?
Yeah, like, I'm like, why are you, how do you know how to talk? Like, what's happening?
My gosh.
And so, yeah, like, he was on the phone today talking to my brother, and I was like, okay. Like, he can form full, coherent sentences. He's very smart. Like, I don't talk to him, my nephew, often, so... unfortunately, but he's very intelligent. Like, I can tell that, like, whatever school he's in or whatever, like, he is like top of the class because he's really smart. I've never heard like a 9-year-old talk the way he does. Like, he is very, very, very smart.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, hobby. Does he still go by that? Or, like, no? Is he too old for that now? Like,
no, they still call him hobby.
Okay. I was like, he might be too good for that. You know, some kids switch it up, like, no, I don't want to be called that no more. It's just like, oh, okay, my bad. My bad. That's great. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're giving to these kids to, like, make them so smart these days. But I would have to, like, agree about my nephew. Like, you're too smart. Like, please. Like. It's like, all right, so you said Oculus, AirPod Pros. Anything else?
And money, because there just never seems to be enough of it.
Yes, right. Oh my gosh.
Yes. If anyone out there is listening, yeah.
At him on social media. Wait, I don't know your at by heart. Dang,
I don't even either. Like,
I don't know. Wait, isn't it Maddie Soul or no?
It's like, I think it's like MP Soul.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll probably add it so people, if they want to, you know, because we're such a riot, we're so funny. You want to follow them? I'll put that in the description.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay. But yes, there's never enough money. Yes. By the way, also plug, if you want to buy some prints, people, I have my art for sale right now. But the sale is ending very soon. And then I'm shutting my thing down briefly because I got to get my life together. Which I feel like I say that like every year. So, you know, I guess it's an ongoing thing that it never ends. but let's see, for me, I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of stuff too, and like I never use the stuff that I buy. So it's like I don't really need anything. Not really. But I did still want a record player.
I have suddenly had a desire for one of those as well.
Yeah, like I technically have two albums, and like I can't even play them, so it's like, what's the point? You know, we have one in our house, but like it needs like a new part, like a new belt for it. So it's kind of like, what's the likelihood we're gonna get the belt for it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a record player would be cool. You know, I'm not pressed about it. Like, I don't know. It'll happen when it happens. I've probably had a record player on my list for about the last 10 years, and it hasn't happened yet. So we'll see. I think I'm also like really particular about my setup, and like my room is smaller in this new apartment, kind of, sort of, which I hate. I'm like, where would I even put it? So, you know, nobody knocks it over, especially Stella.
I was going to say you could put it on top of that thing by the window, but that's Stella's spot.
That's definitely her spot. Like, I have a fake plant over there, and she knocks it over probably, like, once or twice a week, you know, because, like, you know, they'd be having, like the zoomies or whatever when they're, like, running through the house, and, like, she'll, like, run up on the ledge area and knock it over. So I'm like, can't put anything there. And then I did put something on the other cabinet, and like surprisingly she hasn't knocked that over, but it's like, get hurt if you want to. So, you know, I wouldn't do it. But yeah, so other than that, I can't
believe I've got, like, most of us have gotten to the place in our lives where it's like, we used to have, like, I remember I used to put like 30 different things on my Christmas list. Mm-hmm. And like, right. That's what I wanted. And now it's like, please don't get me anything, because I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
And like, 2 years is going to end up in Goodwill, because I'm always getting rid of stuff. So it's like, I don't know. I've gotten to the point in my life where it's like, I want, like, I think, not to get like fake deep on your podcast or whatever, but it's like, we've gotten to the point where we see how short life really is, like, way too, and I feel like we experienced that way too young to see like how short life really is. And yeah, it's like, I now crave the company of others. I'm still shitty about texting people back, but like, being like in somebody's like presence, and like talking to other people and being around other people, and just like having communion or and like fellowship with other people is what's more important to me now than like things. And so, like, especially this year, like going to the next year, like, I just want, like, having a community is something I don't want to take advantage of anymore, because coming down here, I didn't have one for 2 years, like 2.5 years. I did not have community, and now I do. And it's like, it's made me more grateful for friendships and relationships more than it ever has. And so I think what I want more of, like, in the coming year is just more human connection, and just being able to communicate with others and loving on other people.
Sorry, let me stop. But no, that was really deep. And I don't mind if you get deep on the podcast, by the way. I think that's amazing. And, you know, I hope, you know, it keeps going, the love and the friendship, you know, and the community that you found, because it seems like you are having a really, you know, great time. I've peeped that, so yay. I don't want to say congrats, but something.
No, like, it's that. A congratulations.
yeah,
And being an adult, like making friends is so hard. Like you have to talk to other people.
Right.
Like you can't just, it won't just happen. Like you have to put yourself out there, and like it sucks, you know, like
it does.
Having to like, oh, you like Harry Potter too? You just like try to work that in every conversation, like something like that into every conversation, and like being an adult is just kind of foul. I hate it.
Yeah, it's like if I could skip this portion of my life and I don't know, not die, but like, you know, I was like, wait, that sounded really bad. I don't know, be retired. I don't know, just skip the hard stuff. Like, just I'm tired.
Can't wait for my children to put me into a home.
Right? Like, just go ahead and put me in a home already. Like, I'm good.
Let me rest.
Exactly. I think I told somebody, like, bring on the menopause, because at this point, like, I'm tired. Like, I'm good. I'm good to have, like, another period for the rest of my life. Not TMI, but, yeah.
I saw like this reel of this lady on Instagram. It was like her 96th birthday. I posted it on my story. I don't know if you guys saw it. And this,
I did see that.
And she, they were like singing happy birthday to her, and then they get to the end of the song and she was like, well, thank you. I hope it's my last. And, and it's just like, we don't realize, like, yes, life is short, but it's also very long. And like, yeah. I'm 20, I'll be 27 in a few weeks.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
No. Damn. All right, okay, go ahead.
And it's just like, that means 60 more years of this.
About, right?
Like... About 60 more years of this. And it's like, do I want to live that long?
Yeah, it's like, it's very questionable. It's like, you know, Jesus come back, rapture, I don't know, apocalypse, something, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's too long. Too long.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus can take me out of here at 70. That's a good number, I feel like.
65, I don't know, or earlier at this point, like, I'm good.
59, like.
Right. You know, I had a project when I was like a gerontology major, which is the study of aging for you people. And we had to do like our own obituary as a like an assignment. And I definitely had my age of dying at like 50 something. And I'm like, like, wow, you really just don't enjoy life, do you?
<At all. laughs>
And this was like 10 years ago at this point. So it was just like, yikes. But, yeah, I'm like, I think it's repetitive at that point. Like, come on, we know the deal.
My pastor was talking about how he's been in ministry for like 40 years.
No, really?
Yeah,
he doesn't look like it. He looks, or I think he showed me a picture. I thought he looked kind of young. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's, I don't know how old Pastor Mara is, but he's like, I don't know if he's like 60 something or maybe 70, but he's so like active. Like, he's like one of those people, like he's actually one of those white people where you can't guess their age because they look, he looks so like young. Even like, like Mike, who like the guy I go to every Monday, like I definitely thought he was like 45 and he's 51.
Oh, wow.
I would never say this to anybody. He's really hot. Like, he's got like dimples and like blue eyes, and he's a good looking guy. But anyway, that's despite that. Like, I can't guess their ages most of the time, which is like not like a rare, that's not the usual. So anyway, he's been in ministry for 40 years. And it's just like, listen, I love the Lord. I don't know if I could do this for the Lord for 40
years. Right. Like, what?
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I don't know.
Like, I got to retire at some point. Like,
yeah. He's been doing this for a really long time. And it's just like, he's been doing like Christmas sermons for 40 years. Like, he's been doing Easter sermons for 40 years. And, like, you know, sometimes you got to change it up, make it creative or whatever. But I don't know. It's like, can you imagine, like, listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You for the next 60-something years?
No. No.
No, thanks.
Yeah, like, I think I've listened to the last 20 years of my life. Like,
20-something years already.
Yeah. Like, Stella, really? Wow. Y'all can hear noises. That's Stella. I don't know. Yeah.
Please edit that out.
That's gonna be the opener.
Right. I should like somehow cut and paste and like put that in the beginning so it's just random. The whole thing could be random. All right. She's like literally playing with a bat. Girl, if you
like a bat, like an animal?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, a bag. Like, oh. It's, like, a clothing bag that, like, had a little Ziploc, and I don't know why it's on my floor, but she's definitely, like, pawing at it, and, yeah. And now she stopped. All right. I don't know if I have any other, like, Christmas, like, questions or anything. I don't know.
When are you putting out this episode?
That's a good question. Fairly soon. I mean, I think I don't think I'm going to get a chance to edit it tonight, but hopefully by tomorrow, Tuesday, so maybe Friday. That way I can fake promote it and share it to my socials.
Do you mind if I plug my church right quick?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So anybody who lives in the Gwinnett County, Lawrenceville, Suwanee, Duluth, Alpharetta area.
Oh my gosh. That's what?
The greater Atlanta area. So my church, Cross Point Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia, is having a Christmas Eve service on the 24th. Of this month. One service at 3, one service at 5. And you can RSVP at crosspointchurch.com/ just go to crosspointchurch.com and that'll be on the opening page. So please come by and join us. That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there virtual options or like
No, it's just reserved because they have very limited space in the actual sanctuary. Even though our sanctuary is pretty big, our Christmas Eve services are huge. Like, the one I went to, not last year, but the year before, like, it was really crowded. Mm. Yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, that was before the pandemic. But from what my mom told me, because I wasn't there last year. I was up in Maryland last year.
Oh, that's right.
And so my mom said it was like really crowded when she was there. So it might be the same again this year. I don't know. Pastor Maris was saying some pretty controversial stuff and people have been mad at him lately. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask what, but I guess this is not.
No, it's like nothing horrible. It's just like people get in their feelings because like he's like really like firm and his beliefs about things like tithing and like he did like a sermon about like how are you gonna say you're Christian but you don't go to church and you don't serve anywhere, and like he made some really great points. I didn't agree with all of it, but he made some really good points. People got really upset with him, and like there are people who were like walking out of the church during his sermon.
Oh
yeah,
that type of mad. Oh wow.
Yeah, and so I don't know. People have been really like sensitive lately, so he doesn't take it personally. So
well, that's good.
Yeah,
I don't think he should. you know, I mean, I think that would make his job as a pastor like even harder.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. But sorry to those people.